Now my hidey my, and it's time for The Last of Us. No, not that Last of Us. But did you know there's a fungus that infects giant wetter, causing them to crawl up onto the top of a rock so the fungus can release its spores? Scary stuff, but it's even rarer than the wetter themselves. And speaking of rare breeds, we have the names of the last kakapo chicks of 2022. These little heroes are forging a path to a brave new future. And we start on March 2nd with Stefan. Stefan, previously Pura A3, is the son of Pura and Guapo, and is named in memory of Stefan Issa, cousin of Kakapo Recovery Ranger Jake Osborne. Stefan was an early influence on Jake's love of the outdoors and was a kind, generous, loving soul who loved the outdoors and gave generously of himself to everyone he met. Jake was the one who found Pura's nest and eggs and was pleased to later find that Guapo, one of his favourite kakapo, was the father of this chick. Stefan, the kakapo, faced some challenges in early life, suffering slow crop and an injured leg. He required treatment at the wildlife hospital in Dunedin and subsequent hand rearing, but he conquered it all and was released back into the forests on Whenua Ho. Kakapo aren't the only endangered birds in New Zealand, and Kakapo Recovery has a sister program, Takahe Recovery. To recognise this, we introduce Bloxham, formerly Te Tapu A3, who is the son of Te Tapu and Gulliver, and carries that important Fiordland DNA. He has been named after Lake Bloxham in the Murchison Mountains, part of Fiordland National Park, and in recognition of the achievements of Takahe Recovery. The Murchison Mountains are a key recovery site for Takahe, and the original site of rediscovery of the entire species. That's right, they went missing for a bit, and we thought we'd lost them. How lucky we were to stumble across a few remaining birds, much like the kakapo. Takahe Recovery is a true conservation success story, with population growth exceeding 55% since 2016. This, along with an increase in the number of Takahe populations around New Zealand, culminated in the species falling two places on the New Zealand Threat Classification System, from nationally critical to nationally vulnerable. This represents a huge achievement, but the work is far from done, with sustainable wild populations still the goal and a challenge. Bloxham is a reminder that there is still a lot to protect around Aotearoa, with many species facing stiff challenges. We're sure he'll take this role as a spokesbird just as seriously as Sirocco. March 4th and we welcome Tangiwai, or Tahu A2, the daughter of Tohu and Sinbad. She is the third chick resulting from artificial insemination to carry Sinbad's important genes. She has been named after a translucent variety of greenstone that is olive green with streaks of white, resembling the plumage of the kakapo. This type of greenstone is found in Milford Sound, which links her name to that of Sinbad's first ever chick, Rahotu, who hatched in 2019 and is named after Mita Peak. March 5th and hatching was Rupi, previously Alice A2, son of Alice and Boss. His name means ruby in Te Reo and was chosen as this gemstone is traditionally gifted for 40-year anniversaries. Well, Rupi hatched 41 years after his mother Alice was discovered with a chick on Rakiura in 1981, giving hope for the survival of the species. Both his parents are founders, and he is the 12th chick to have found as his parents, but not the last. Two more chicks hatch March 6th. Say hello to Hector and Nio. Hector, or Awarua A2, is the son of Awarua and Komaru, and has been named after Raymond Hector, former chief executive and chief pilot of Stewart Island Flights, the company that operates the fixed-wing plane that flies down to Whenua Ho. Ray retired in 2021 after co-owning the business for almost 30 years and has been a friend of the program and a valued supporter of Kakapo Recovery through that time. Nio, previously Awarua A1, is the daughter of Awarua and Komaru and was a stowaway, the second of three pioneering chicks to hatch on Te Kakahu, the first ever hatchings on the island. Nio has been named after Department of Conservation's Alan Munn's wife in honour of the work Alan has done over the years, particularly in regard to achieving predator-free status on Te Kakahu. March 7th was quiet, but March 8th saw the arrival of Sushil and Turuapo. Sushil, or Zephyr A1, is the son of founders Zephyr and Luke, and was conceived via artificial insemination. He was named after Sushil Sood, who helped refine the artificial insemination technique in 2014 and 2016, helping to lay the groundwork for the success of this conservation approach during the 2022 breeding season. Te Ruapo, once Wehiruatanga o Te Po, he tū, is the daughter of Wehiruatanga o Te Po and Merv, and was conceived via artificial insemination. Yes, big Merv! Oh, I'm getting emotional. I'm so proud. Merv is a fan favourite on the show, and we are beyond stoked that he's become a father. Te Ruapo means to dream, and chosen because achieving chicks fathered by Merv was considered the dream outcome of artificial insemination work in 2022. Merv was one of the small number of population founders without offspring before this breeding season, and has been showing signs of ageing that suggest he is quite old. His offspring will bring important genetic variation to the population.
But whoa, hold your horses. You think Merv's done there? Say hello to Kevin.
Yes, Kevin. Formerly Ruth A3, is the son of founder dream team Ruth and Merv. He was named by Kakapo Recovery supervisor Alyssa for her grandpop Kevin, who had a keen interest in the great outdoors and New Zealand wildlife. He instilled this in his daughters and subsequently his granddaughter. A developmental quirk meant Kakapo Kevin developed upside down in his egg. Oh, Merv. So Alyssa watched over him as he hatched to ensure that he got out without any problems. You get the feeling Kevin's going to be a special one. He wasn't alone in hatching on the tent, though. Please welcome Joy, or Awarua A3, the daughter of Awarua and Komaru, the third and final chick to hatch on Te Kākahu. Joy has been named in recognition of the work of Dave Crouchley, who was involved in the initial sustainability assessments of Te Kākahu as a site for kākāpō and in achieving predator-free status of the island. Joy is named after Dave's wife. My great auntie Joy, who lived and farmed in Southland, was a keen nature lover, and I will always be reminded of her when I think of this bird as well. The three chicks that fledged on Te Kākahu in 2022 represent a significant milestone for kākāpō recovery, as they received minimal intervention from the team as part of a reduced management trial. This success will help inform the development of sustainable management practices for the growing kākāpō population. But we're going to have to find some more islands. Now remember the edge of your seats and how you fell off them? How you clambered back up skillfully using your beak to climb like a kākāpō? Well, you may have clambered too soon, because Merv has a third chick. March 11 brought Andy into the world. Formerly Wahiruatanga o Te Po A3, he was of course conceived via artificial insemination, but they still count. He has been named after Andy Bublat, who was a key member of the specialist team assisting in the development of the artificial insemination technique for kākāpō during the 2019 breeding season. Merv, a new dog. But we're not done yet. There's one chick left, old lasty, Zephyr A2. Our final introduction from the brood of 2022, number 55, hatching on March 12th, may we introduce Liz. The son of founders Zephyr and Luke and conceived via artificial insemination, he is named after Michael Liers, who led the specialist artificial insemination team in 2019. This team helped to develop and refine the artificial insemination technique, including the way kākāpō are held during the procedure and building a better understanding of kākāpō anatomy. Trust us, it's confusing down there. But proof is in the pudding, and we got 8 servings. We have one special episode coming up, all the 2022 Kākāpō Breeding Season Awards. The glitz, the glamour, the tedious scientific details. We'll be rolling out the Rimu red carpet for all the stars and perhaps gazing into our crystal ball about what the future might hold for kākāpō recovery. But can we just give Merv all the awards now? Three chicks, I can't believe it. Apologies if my pronunciation wasn't always bang on. We can call that a wardrobe malfunction given where we record these episodes. There'll be no such worries at the awards. A mixture of green, olive and gold awaits. We'd like to thank the entire kākāpō recovery team. Every fact you've heard here today was lifted from their social media, where you can find more detailed information and photographs of each and every bird. This episode was written and recorded by Jez Brown and edited by Kate Harrison. Our music comes courtesy of Cricket Farm, and please do follow the Kākāpō Recovery team across social media and support New Zealand's conservation efforts if you can. Our next episode will be our last of this season, so a reminder that sharing is caring and telling a friend about us is a lovely thing to do. Especially if that friend is a binge-hungry podcast fanatic for a larger-than-life flightless parrot. We'll see you at the finish line, bird lovers. Matewa.